Okay, the Gemara tells us that Shammai Hazaken is known for the very famous Shita, that Yesh Le'elchidvar Aveira, Shnei Ksum Abam Ke'echad, Melandin, he learns it out from the Ila, from Tzvicha Mechira, very famous Shita. The end of the Gemara has a qualification of that Shita. Amar Rava, Im Tim Salomar Savar Shammai, Shnei Ksum Abam Ke'echad, Melandin, there are exceptions to that rule. And Moda, he agrees that Ein Shlidvar Aveira, Ba'omer L'shlucho Tzei Ba'oles Ha'erva, that even according to Shammai, who says Yeshik Varvera, the exceptions to the rule are if the Avera is not Vera, that is not Vera of Hana'ah, then it's impossible to say that the Shliach who's getting the Hana'ah is not going to be over the Avera. The Shliach gets the Avera, the Mishaleach is going to be Potter. Shalomat Sinu, Bechol HaTorah Kula, Zenene V'Zechayev. We never find in Kol HaTorah Kula a case of one person's getting the Hana'ah and another person is going to bear the Aveira, the punishment, for his getting the Hana'ah. So a couple of comments first. And that is, why should that be? Why? Why is that the case? And I'm going to throw out one idea, and then I'm going to throw out a second idea, and then we'll get into the Mi'ilah stuff. But just to keep you guys focused and listening, so one idea is that if I send a shliach to go ahead and eat macholos asuros, to eat chalef, so in that case, when he eats the food, so we learned already in the past, what is shlichus? What is shlichus doing? Shlichus tet says what? That the maisa he did is attributable to the Mishaleach. But here, what is the Avera? What is the Avera of Achilas Chelef? What is the Avera of Bias Erva? Is the Avera the Maisa? In which case, you can make an argument that the Maisa gets what? Gets transferred. Or is the Avera the acquiring of a prohibited Hana? Stop. Is it the Maisa Avera or is it the acquisition of prohibited Hana? And if it's the acquisition, the experience of a prohibited Hana, then that's not a Maisa that can get transferred. It's experiential. An experience is not subject to transfer. The experience is lodged in the guf of the Shaliach, and therefore the Shliach is going to get the Avera. Allow me to illustrate the point with the following Gemara. Look at the end of your Mar Makomos, famous Gemara, which you may or may not have heard of before, but look at source number 10. Source number 10 is a Gemara in Maseches Shvuos, Daf Yud Ches and Aleph. And this is Halacha L'Maisa. Happens to be Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? Quoted L'Halacha and Hilchos Nida in Shulchan Aruch. Hoya Mishamesh Im HaTahora. A husband is having Bia with his wife, and she's Tahora. The Amra Lo, Nitmesi. And she says in the middle of the Bia, she says, I've become Tmeya. I was a Pirsa Nida, I became a Nida. Upiresh Biyat. So now, Bia with a Nida is an Isser Karis. So what exactly is he supposed to do? So if he is immediately Poresh, he withdraws, the Gemara says, he's Chayv. Says the Gemara, what? I don't know, but stop with those stones. I'm not talking about the first night. It's not the same. Amar Mar. So the Gemara says, Piresh Miyad Chayav, Hechi Ovid. So what's he supposed to do? She became a Nida. What's he supposed to do? Amar Rav Huna, Mishmei Derava, Noetz Eser Tziparna Bekarka, Ad Shiyamus,
ad shiyamus.
So what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to get, if you will, on his noetz tziporna bakarka. He's supposed to elevate his body off of hers until he is now in a posture of Aver Hames. Do I need to explain what that means? Aver Hames. Aver Hames means normally if when a person's engaged in Bia there, the Aver is not Mace. It's Chai. And then he elevates off of her body, off her guf, waits for the Aver to be Mace, and then withdraws. Says the Gemara, Zosomeris. Zosomeris. Hamishamesh Mace Ba'arayos Potter. Di Isalka Daitach Chayav Hachana Hacha my time a potter. So if you are Mishamesh Be'ever Hames, Be'ever Hames, so the Gemara says you're not going to be Chayav in Issa Dorais. You're not going to be Chayav in Issa Dorais. And now the Gemara says, in this case, why Chayav in the first place? In the first place, after all, you're an Ones. This happened after midway. So the Gemara says, now skipping to Amar Abai, Amar Abai, La'ol Ne'em Allah HaMashash V'meis Barayis Chayav, V'hocha Mai Time of Potter, Mishun Da'onasu, V'ho Da'amris. Now really, Mashamesh Be'Evra HaMeis might indeed be Potter, but now the Gemara says, V'ho Da'amris, over here, that you have to wait for Evra HaMeis, Ki Piresh Miyara Mai Chayav, Shahoyalo Lifrosh Bahano'a Mu'etes, Upiresh Bahano'a Meruba. Is there going to be a Hanah Be'ever Hames?
No.
The answer is yes. But it's called a Hanah Mu'etes. It's not the same Hanah as Be'ever HaChai. So the Gemara says, Hamashamish Be'ever Hames with Arayas, Lamaskana is Chayiv. But when you are Pirsa Nida, Be'emsa Bia, in that scenario you have to be Poresh Be'ever Hames. Why do you have to be Poresh Be'ever Hames? Because if you're Poresh Be'ever Chai, that is going to be called a Hana'ah Meruba. And if you have a choice between Hana'ah Meruba or Hana'ah Mu'etes, you have to engage in a Prisha of Hana'ah Mu'etes. I'm trying to keep this B'lashon Neki. Do you understand what we're saying? What the Gemara is now suggesting, however, is if I were to ask you what is the nature of the Isser of Gilui Arayos, the Isser is the Hana. The Isser is the Hana, and therefore, yes, there is a Maisa that has to be performed, but the Maisa is, the Avera is the Hana, and that's why, if you're in a scenario where you can be Poresh Be'ever HaMeis, you must be Poresh Be'ever HaMeis, because that's going to create a scenario of Hana Mu'etes, and therefore, that will be the preferred way, because fundamentally, the Isser is an Isser of Hana. Similarly, take a look at the prior Gemara. Look at source number 9. The Gemara source number 9 is a famous Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Beis. I photocopied it for you, but you don't need the photocopy. You have it in front of you. The Gemara says as follows. Normally speaking, to be over an Avera, to be over an Avera and be chayv a carbon for it, etc., just like we have mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana, Averos also tzrichos, kavana. You have to know what you're doing to be over and be chayv a korban, to be chayv an onesh for the aver. Let's say you are misasek bechalavim ve'arayos. Misasek bechalavim ve'arayos. Meaning, you're eating chelev, or you're engaged in some kind of gilui arayos, but you have no idea at all that this is aser. You have no idea that you're engaging in a Maisa Avera. It's the middle of the night. You're a sleepwalker. And in the middle of the night, you sleepwalk. You open the fridge. There's some basar v'chalav in there. You're sleepwalking. You make yourself a dish of basar and chalav. You cook it up. And in the middle of your sleep, you eat it. Now you wake up and you see a bowl. You know you're a somnambulant. And you wake up in the morning and you see there's a bowl of You made some chopped meat with some cheese, and you cooked it up, and you had a burger. So, do you have to bring a korban chatas for this avera? So the Gemara says, normally speaking, you're misasik, you have no idea what you're doing, you're putter. Ha-misasik bechalovim v'arayos, if you did an avera of chelev, or gili erva, bimisasik, even kol ha-Torah kula, you're putter. But over here, you're chayv. Why? Says the Gemara two words. Shekain nehne. Because you got hana. At the end of the day, did your body experience a hana? The answer is, you did. You experienced a gastronomic hana, a hana of gili arayis, and that hana is what triggers the korban. The fact that you didn't have kavana. Normally speaking, you need to know what you're doing. You need to have some sense of what you're doing. Not so when it comes to these averes. Why? Because these averes are defined. What's the nature of the ma'is avera? The nature of the ma'is avera is not necessarily the pure ma'is. Pure ma'is, you have to know what you're doing. But it's the bodily sensations, the bodily experience, shekeinene, and that's why you're going to be chayv. A more lumbish way of saying this over is, what's the role of kavana normally? What's the role of awareness, of your knowledge, of intent? The role of intent is it links. When my body does something, I'm going to get a little philosophical over here. Is that me doing it? When my body does something, is it me doing it? What makes, when I'm sleepwalking, so did I do it? My body did it, but did I do it? There's something like a the eye of the person. What creates, what links my goof to my culpability? The answer is das. The answer is das. Kavana, the role of kavana das, is it bridges. It makes my body's maisa my maisa. And that creates a mitzvah on the mitzvah side and avera on the avera side. So bamed varmamun, when is that true? That's true when it's a maisa that is not a hana'a dika maisa. But if it's hana'a oriented, then what creates the tziruf, the bridge between the me and the maisa? So I don't need kavana there. Because what creates, what can also create the alternative bridge is the hana'a itself. The fact that I experience a pleasurable experience, that itself can create the bridge. This is a famous, famous, famous resolution of a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins lahalacha that when it comes to shofar, you have to have kavana to be yotzei shofar. If you the mashmia, the blower, and the shomea have to have kavana. The Rambam says, however, when it comes to achilas matzah, you don't need kavana. And if someone forced to eat matzah and you didn't have kavana, kafu v'achol matzah, yotze, you're yotze. So the whole world sees a steer in the Rambam between Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Shofar, you need Kavana, Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, you do not need Kavana. And one of the resolutions of the steer is, what's the difference between the two? Is that when it comes to Achilas Matzah, there's Hana. And therefore when there's Hana, that itself creates the Siruf between the Avera, the Mitzvah, and the Mi. And therefore, their Mitzvah is Kavana. Shofar is not a mitzvah hana, and therefore mitzvah srikos kavana, and that would be consistent with the idea. How does that? What does that do with our sugya? It's exactly what it has to do with our sugya. Is that when it comes to notice, it's no coincidence. Our Gemara refers to and daf mem gimel. It says boel es ha'erva, echol es ha'chelev. So who is experiencing the avera? Who's doing the avera? The answer is the shliach. The meshaleh has nothing to do with it. The fact that he sent it, you can't attribute the maisa to the shliach because this is not an avera where the maisa is the avera. What's really the avera? The experience of hana, that is not transferable, and therefore there, Shammai agrees, ein shliach lidvar aver. That's the pshat, the simple, straightforward pshat in the Gemara. Daniel.
One is having relations with a married woman, but he has to realize she's a married woman, like she's whatever, like he could be there doing it for VR, like it's technically allowed.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
It's still not allowed.
It is heavy. It is heavy. Thinks it's not.
He thinks he thinks this is his wife.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be his neighbor's wife.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Okay.
So if they're like that, then
Rachaleistic.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we're saying that if he's getting her not, it's like.
So that's it. There's a famous tshuva of the Maharik, quote in Shulchan Aruch. And the Maharik says, when it comes to Gilui Arayos, yes, Omer Mutter, which in Kol HaTorah Kula is not Aser, Omer Mutter, that this is not a case of Omer Mutter exactly. He, you know, if it's a mistake of fact, he thinks it's his wife. Turns out it's not his wife, he Pater in a Karban. There he's Pater in a Karban. But if he thought it's, there he'd be Pater in a Karban, because what he thought was 100% Mutter. He thought he was doing something 100% Mutter. There's another case where, like, he thinks it's mutter to sleep with other people's wives. He just doesn't know the halacha, and then it would certainly be awesome. Right. That's a side topic. It's beyond the scope of this discussion, so I don't really want to go there, Mr. Metzger.
Like, for Me'ila, it's about whether it's.
I didn't say a word about Me'ila yet. I'm about to speak about Me'ila. I'm about to get to Me'ila. Just wanted to wake up everyone with that discussion, and now I'm going to get to Me'ila. Okay, and then we can go nap time. Yeah.
So you are saying there is some das that is needed for Hanan.
I didn't say that.
You just said that.
Did not say that. Oh, in that case, right? In that specific.
Even before that, I would argue that Hanan needs to have das with it.
Right. So it you need that the chiddush of misasip b'chalav v'arayis is it doesn't. It doesn't.
But what's the reason why not? It's
because.
Any other action.
Right. No, you don't need das to have anah.
You need das to have anah.
You don't need das to have anah.
If you don't know that something happened, you're not going to have pleasure from that.
Your body, when you eat food, even sleepwalking, if you're in the middle of the night, you wake up in the middle of the night, you ate food, your body's experiencing anah.
From the nutrients that it got, not from
life. No. From there's an experience that you are, again, I'm not talking about hilchos sleepwalking. I'm just giving an example of a person who's like,
I know what I'm saying.
There are things that happen to a person in the middle of the night, without getting into details.
Right.
He experiences hanah even though he's sleeping.
But he knows that it happens at the end.
He's experiencing hanah in
it until after that.
Whatever it is, there's a bodily sensation. Weiterschatz. Weiterschatz. Make it quick.
I don't see what you're saying with that Gemara, that you're saying that from the Gemara in Shavuos, that the main Isser is Hanah, and I have a proof that you're over the Isser of Yisurei, like Gilui Arayos, from the moment of just when the Hachanah says Sever. Not from the full shots, which you're not getting that.
You just tripped yourself up.
No.
You said it's not so much Hana.
No,
agreed.
It's not.
It is Hana.
It's not Hana.
It's Hana.
Just from Nishika Saber, it's not.
It's Hana. It's not Hana Meruba. It's Hana Muetes.
I would say that there's two aspects. One is the Maisa, one is the Ana, but the Maisa is for sure the main thing because we're not going to make you Chayiv Misa on Hana Muetes when the Maisa of Gilui Arayos is already done at the Shas of Nishiga Seber. I think that once you're in this situation where your wife was Pierce Anita in the middle of the Shas Bia, right? Then, in this secondary tafel aspect of Arayos, we don't want you to experience all this on us, so we're gonna wait for you.
So the Gemara says though, if you did Gilui Arayos be'Eivra Ameis from scratch, be'Eivra Ameis, Gilui Arayos be'Eivra Ameis,
yeah,
Yichayv.
Be'Eivra Ameis.
That's what the Gemara concludes.
Right, exactly. So I'm saying it is more Maaseh.
No.
It is more
Maaseh. It says because that's Hanah Muetes.
You said that you're chayav
because of Hanah Muetes.
Wait, there obviously is going to be a little bit of Hanah.
Exactly. That's all. That's all. That's it. Game over.
No, but the main aspect would be the Maisa. Then why are you chayav?
Okay. Okay. Well, we can agree to disagree. I'm okay with that.
We can just disagree.
Okay, we can, fine. That's the same thing. Okay, Vayter and Shas.
I mean, I don't agree.
Okay, that's fair. You don't have to agree. Okay, can I go Vayter and Shas? Luber, you're so patient.
Yeah. What if we're saying it's a hot nabe, so what if the guy's gay?
Stop.
What?
Stop. Stop. It's not relevant. There's still Hana.
It's not a problem.
Okay. Rabosai, Vaitan Shas. Vaitan Shas. Okay. Gentlemen, let's go. Shh. Tosis asks the following kasha. Shh. Tosis on our dab. Mem Gimel Med Aleph.
How does Rambam
Not yet. I'll explain. Tosis asks on our daf. This yesod, that there's no iser of yesod varavera. There's no dinayesod varavera when you have yisurei hana, because it's impossible to have zenen and zen ischayev. So says Tosis, bim tomar. Va'ika me'ila, shim amra gizbar l'shliach, echol kikar zeh shel hekdesh, והשליח לא ידע שושה הקטר, תחר המשלה והמי, זה נהנה, וזה מסחייב. So Tosis asks the Kasha, this premise that the Gemara says that you never have a din of Yeshik Varver with Zen Enev, Zen Mischayev, is not true. Because Me'ila is an Isser Hana, and we know by Me'ila, if the Gizbar tells someone, a Shliach, to go eat of the Hekdesh, and he eats of the Hekdesh, he's getting the Hana, yet the Avera of Me'ila is by the Gizbar, and that flouts this Yisot. Tosis introduces a chidush that will now permeate and is a fundamental chidush in all of Hilchos Me'ila, and that is that v'yesh lomar d'me'ila lo mechay meschayv hashmeshalech al yedei hanoas hashliach ela al yedei haboas haboah d'shliach d'miyad d'agbe shliach kanya v'ahu shayta chay meshalech. In other words, comes along the Tosis with a chiddush, and that is when it comes to the Isser Me'ila, there are two ways to violate Isser Me'ila. One way to violate Isser Me'ila is getting Hana'ah from Hekdesh. But says Tosis, there's another way of violating Isser Me'ila, and that is when you are Motzi Mirshus Hekdesh. Is if you take an object out of the Rishus of Hekdesh, you remove it from Rishus of Hekdesh, that itself is Me'ila. So when you tell, when the Gizbar tells this guy to go ahead and eat the food of Hekdesh, so sure, he's going to get to Hana. But what happens before Hana? Before Hana, there's a Hagbah. He's picking up the object. The picking up the object is the Motzi Rishus Hekdesh. Right then and there, he is Moel. Is this moment of Me'ila a Me'ila Shiesh Bahana? No. And that's the Me'ila of Yesh Shliach Lidvara Vera. But indeed, if he was over here and we were at the stage of Me'ila of Hana, indeed the halach would be Ein Shliach Lidvara Vera according to Shammai, because that is a Zenene Vizemischai is not possible. So the case is, there's two demons in Me'ila, and Motzi Mirshus Hekdesh is Moel, but there's no Hana, Yeshlech Varver. That is the position of Tosis. And that position we'll see in a moment in another Tosis in Me'ila, but I just want to quickly finish this Tosis. Tosis then cites an interesting suffix of the Ri. Umis Amna Mesupakaya Ri, but Omesh Lashliach Hoshet Yatchala Kad Shol Shemin V'Tehenem in Asicha. Oshev al rosh al hekdesh. Oh, hitchamen bezgizas ola. VeHashliach lo yada dehem shel hekdesh. The hashlo aso shliach ella. The lo aso shliach shalom min hana. Im yischayv ameshalay kedamina gav meila. Odilma zeneh nevezem yischayv lo amina. Tos says the following something. Let's say I don't tell the shliach to go and pick up the object and eat it, but I tell him, here, stick your hand in this barrel, and that barrel has oil in it, and as a result, he now gets the hana of a sicha of oil. I say, you see that bundle of shearings? Go lie in it. Go use it to warm yourself up. And he does so. You see that hide of an animal that has that's nice and comfy? Go sit on it. So did he do an act of hagba? No. He didn't do an act of hagba. Did he do hana?
Yeah.
Yes. So there was hana without a hagba. Now Tosis on this point says, here I'm a suffix. I'm not convinced. I'm not over here, so I'm for sure not in a vada yeshud varvera, but if I'm over here, I have a suffix whether, yes, indeed, Einsher L'Dvar Avera, or maybe over here also, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Just to go ahead, so I want to understand what's his suffix over here. I would have said, no, this is a case of Hanah, Einsher L'Dvar Avera, Zenenem Zemizchayv. What exactly is a suffix? In order to answer that question, I'm going to show you again one other sugi, but I'm going to just point out that according to the Rambam, looking ahead, 5 minutes ahead, but according to this is Tosfos' vision, there's one Isra over here, and a different two dinim, two tracks, two tranches in Hilchos Me'ila. According to the Rambam, there is only one tranche. There is an Isra of Hana. That is the Rambam's position. He does not subscribe to this other side. And if that's true, then this same question, the suffix of Tosfos, is going to end up being a core question on the Rambam Shita. If indeed you halt that there is only an Isser of Hana'ah of Me'ila, that Me'ila means Hana'ah, then why is it, how can you ever have a case of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, after all, Zenene V'Zem Ischai? That's the question we're going to come to. He doesn't hold of Hakba. I said Tosis, not the Ram. Okay, let's quickly. I'm going to move fast over here. I know, Tosis says, but the Ram doesn't have that. Okay, So let's go. So take a look. I'm going to move fast over here. We're going to look at source number 3 is the Mishnah Me'ila Yutef Nebeis. We're going to look at Taisis and another Mishnah and then some Rambams. Okay. Okay. Let's go. So it says the Mishnah in Me'ila. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah says Ein Moel Achar Moel. That's an interesting halacha. Once Me'ila's done, Ein moel achar moel, but there's an exception. Bimukdash. That's true by Hekdesh. However, Ella Behemo Klishores Bilvat. What? I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Ein moel achar moel bimukdashin. Ella Behemo Klishores Bilvat. So, normally speaking, Ein moel achar moel, but if you're talking about what? A Behemo or Klishores, Yesh moel achar moel. Ketzah. Rachav gabe hema va chaver va rachav va chaver va rachav kulan mal shas be kol shel zot u ba chaver shas ba chaver shas kulan malu. So there normal rule ein mal acha moel, but if it's a behema, then what? Yes moel achar moel. Is there a rashi over here? There's a rashi over here. Ooh. So I'm going to read 3 words of this rashi and then I'm going to take you on a 5-minute tangent. Okay. 3 words of Rashi. Why is a behema and klisares different? Rashi says because hani lav lidame kaime. Hani lav lidame kaime. Hani lav lidame kaime. What Rashi is cluing us into is, I'm going to erase this, and Rashi's telling us that why is Behema and Klishares different than other Mukdash? Behema, Klishares, and then he has other Mukdashim. I'm going to give other Mukdashim a new word, and I'm going to base it on Rashi. Rashi says this is Le Dmei. What does Le Dmei mean?
Value.
English. What?
Value.
This is about value. What is Behemah and Klisharis about?
Avoda.
Avoda. Correct. Klisharis is used in Avoda. A Behemah is used for what? Is for use for Karbanos. These have a status of Kedushas Mizbeach. They are used in the Avoda. Money. Mukdashim. Another word. I heard the word. What's the word? Bedek Habayis. Now, what does Bedek Habayis mean? Upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. There are 2 types of Hekdesh. One type of Hekdesh is called Kedushas Bedek Habayis. Upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Can I go ahead and give my shirt to the Beis HaMikdash and say, this is yours?
No,
is it Hekdesh?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it used on the Mizbeach?
No.
What are they going to do with my shirt? Whatever they want. But it has a status of Hekdesh. Is there Me'ila by Bedek Habayis?
Yeah.
Of course there is. Is a meal by Kedushas Aguf, but Kedushas Mizbeach?
Yes.
What are the differences lahalacha? What are some of the differences lahalacha? I'm going to just throw some nice, interesting marmokomos at you. There is a Rashi Maseches Pesach. I'm doing Beis, if you're following inside, Beis in the marmokomos. There's a Rashi in Maseches Pesach. Are you allowed to own chametz on Pesach? The answer is, of course,
no.
The Gemara says, Bal ye ra'e, bal ye matzah. You're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. And then the Gemara says, Tfan drasha. Shelcha iata ro'e. You're not allowed to be ro'e what? Your chametz. Aval shel acherim vishel gavoa ata ro'e. Your neighbor's chametz? Not your problem. Or shel gavoa. What does shel gavoa mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says shel gavoa im higdisham lebedekavais. What's the implication? What's the implication? Bedekavais, if the base, if I go ahead and I have in my house a loaf of bread, if I have a loaf of bread, and I am makdis the loaf of bread as bedekavais, and now Pesach hits. Do I violate my Rabbi Matzah? No. But if I have bread in my house, and I makdish it as the 10 lechamim for Karban Toda, what kind of hekdesh is that? That's this hekdesh. Will I violate my Rabbi Matzah? The answer is yes. What's the difference? What's the difference? Who owns, when we have lechem, so if I put it as bedekabayis, who owns the bread right now? If I mock this shit as bedekabayis, who owns the bread? Beis HaMikdash owns the bread. So am I going to violate by Rabbi Matzah? Shalcha yataro al taro shal acherim. Beis HaMikdash is also acherim. How was I mock this to bedekabayis? How was I mock this shit? How did I mock it? What's the Maisa HaKdash? I gave it as a gift to Beis HaMikdash. It's a hakna to Beis HaMikdash. It's not mine anymore. It's Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I'm not owed by Rabbi Matzah. But how am I makdish lechem for lechem toda?
What?
How am I makdish? Am I giving it as a gift to Beis HaMikdash? Whose carbon is it?
Mine.
It's my carbon. It has kedusha. But who's the owner of it?
Still, yeah.
It's mine. And therefore, I violate by Rabbi Matzah.
What's that issue?
The issue is what? By Rabbi Matzah.
What is that?
You're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach.
So if I give it to
if
them,
I was makdish at bedekabayis, it belongs to hekdesh. If I'm what? If I makdish it as a lachme toda, so it's kadosh. It's hekdesh. But who owns it?
But why is it yours?
I didn't give it to Beis HaMikdash. I gave it, I dedicated it to be a carbon. For who? For me.
But isn't that every carbon?
It's every carbon, yes.
Every carbon that any chadas you bring?
Yes, every carbon. Every carbon.
Oh.
Every carbon. If I, now, one second. You're going to appreciate this. You will appreciate this. So look at the base. One more source. Oh my gosh. One more source. Look at... I do the following. Watch this. I stole an animal from Rothman. And then, I am matdish the animal. Listen carefully. Am I chayiv dalet vehei? Is the hakdosha the equivalent of a mechira? Because mechira is chayv and dalvei. When I makdish it, is that called a mechira? So if you look at the Gemara, what?
If it's for mechdashin, then it is considered.
No! Oh, what? Yeah, yes! Meaning mechdashin. You're right. Meaning what? If I donated it to the Beis HaMikdash as what? As berek habayis. That's called the mechira. I'm chayiv in dalet vehei. But if I was matdishin lemizbeach, listen to the Gemara's lashon. No chayiv dalet vehei. Why? Because meikara tura deruvein vahashta tura deruvein. Has there been any senior reshus in the object? No senior reshus, and therefore there's no chayiv dalet vehei. That's all on your marmakomos downstairs. That's all on your. It belongs to you.
So
it's hekdesh.
How can he make your hekdesh?
I stole it from him. Now I can make it hekdesh. I have kinyanik zela, which allow me to make it hekdesh. We're not learning Baba Kama. We're learning kedushin. But these are nafkaminas. There are many nafkaminas. Kedushin, Berak Habayis, and kutzin is there. But the bottom line is Berak Habayis is financial. Is I donate money, property to the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's left to my Rishus. It's entered into Rishus Mikdash. Kedushas Mizbeach is Hekdesh. It's sanctified, but in whose Rishus is it?
Yours.
It continues to be in my Rishus. Hashta da'asis lahachi. So we made a chiluk. The Gemara says, when it comes to Behema and Klisuris, can you have Mi'ila Achar Mi'ila? Is there mo'el achar mo'el? I take this this cow, and I'm riding the cow, then I give it to my friend to ride the cow. Are we all mo'el?
Yeah.
Yes. Why are we all mo'el? Because what is the nature of mi'ila when it comes to behemah and klisharis? Are you being motzi at mirshus hekdesh? You're not being motzi at mirshus hekdesh because fundamentally, it was never really... In Rishus Hekdesh, it is sanctified. That which is sanctified, you cannot get hana from it. It is Kodesh Lamizbeach. Getting hana is awesome, but can you get multiple hanas, multiple people?
Yes.
Are you bringing it out of Rishus Hekdesh when you get hana from it?
No.
No, because it's inherently Kodesh. Masha'in King. When it comes to... What?
It's all according to...
Everyone. When it comes to Mukdashin, ain moel achar moel. Why ain moel achar moel? Because what's the nature of this hekdesh? What's the nature of the hekdesh? Hello? It's financial. I donated it to hekdesh. Now what do? I'm going to use it for myself. What have I essentially done? I've been mostly at mir shus. Hekdesh, and now its kedusha has essentially expired because I pulled it out of Rishus Hekdesh. It was in Rishus Hekdesh. Now it's no longer in Rishus Hekdesh. That is the chiluk that is made in the Mishnah in Me'ila of Ein Moel Achar Moel, the difference between Klisharis and Behemos HaMikdash. Now with this in mind, let's go back now into Tosis. Tosis in Me'ila. Quickly.
Rebbe?
I have no Rebbe. There's no Rebbe here. I'm just quickly plowing through. So Tosis in Me'ila, we have a couple of small little Tyson, Yud Tes and Beis, Ein Moel Achar Moel. So now, again, what's the nature of the Yisr of Me'ila according to Tosis, especially if you're Berak Habayis? Motzi Mirshus. That's exactly what Tosis is saying by us. By us, what's Tosis saying? When is the Yisr of Me'ila Chal? There's an Yisr of Me'ila of Hotzah Mirshus. Separate and distinct from the Yisr of Hana. And that's what Tosis emphasizes. By us, he emphasizes this there as well. He asks a kasha. Look at this kasha. Ein moel achar moel. He quotes a tosefta. Tosis says a tosefta. Baka bikardom shel hekdesh. You're banging with a hammer of hekdesh. You're banging.
Into what?
Into whatever. Into a hammer, into a nail, into a whatever. You're baka bikardom shel hekdesh. You're banging. And... Ubachavero, and now you give it to your friend, and he bangs with that. Ubachavero, the Tosefta says, "Kulam mo'alu." Everyone is moel. That's a kasha. Why is that a kasha? Because which side of the board is the kardom on? It's on that side, and therefore, ain moel achar moel. What did Tosefta say to answer the kasha? After you use the hammer, what did you do with it? Did you pass to your friend? No, you put it back into the Rishus Hekdesh. Because fundamentally, what it's supposed to say is Me'ila. Hotzah Mirshus. But if it's back in the Rishus Hekdesh, then the Kedusha gets restored. It's not really a Mo'el Achar Mo'el. It's a new Me'ila because it's a new Hadasha. That is the position of the Bali HaTos. Look at the next Mishnah in Maseches Me'ila. This is all Tosla Shitase. The next Mishnah in Me'ila says as follows. Natal Evan Okora. What's an Evan? A rock. A Kaira? A beam. You took it, shall hekdesh. Rabosai, rocks and beams. What kind of kedusha are we talking about? Berak Habayis. Hare Zeh Lomar. What do you mean, Harei Zeh Lo Mo'av? What do you mean, Harei Zeh Lo Mo'av? See, now Tosa says, you took an Eben Okorah. So Tosa says, why? Who took the Eben Okorah? Who took it? The Gizbar took it. The Gizbar took it. Which means, why is it Lo Mo'av? Because when he took it, whose Rishus is it in? It's still in the Rishus Hekdesh. So there's no Mila, there's no Hotzah. However, if the Gizbar then passes it to Chavero, the Gizbar's Moel. Why? Why? Because he is now removing it from the Rishus of Hekdesh. This is all Taisus Rashita saying. Now, Rabosai. I'm not listening. Says, now, that's all Taisus. Tosus is beautiful. Tosus is fancy. Tosus is very nice. And Tosus solves our problem. Is Me'ila an Avera of Hana? It can be, but must it be?
No.
And since it need not be, Tosus can understand our Sukkia. Me'ila is not Avera of Hana. Yesu Vare Bami'il. But I am telling you that the Rambam's position is that Me'ila is always Hana, Hana, Hana. And if you fly through Hilchos Me'ila from beginning to end in the Rambam, which I'm sure Eli Rubin will do, from Perek Aleph, you'll see Hano, 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 Hano. That is the theme of the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila. So how will the Rambam learn our sugya? Moreover, even Tosa says, let's say you are Moel with a Hana'a without a Hotzah. You stick your hand into a flask of oil of Hekdesh. So you didn't do a Hotzah. You just did a Hana. And Tosis says, Mesupa Kari. Would you say, Yesh Rein Shiv Barbe? So to understand that Yisod, without going through all the Rambams, there is a Rav Chaim. And the Rav Chaim, I photocopied for you a section of it. It's in source number 8. But Rav Chaim, source number 8 in Perichez of Hilchos Me'ila, asks this question. And if you look quickly where it's underlined. So he quotes our problem. And he says, Vahacha, I'm skipping four lines. Vahacha, Ari Bal Korcha, Koi Kashamila, he alachila bala, Tialadba, Haleki Sudbasa de Orla, the Ola, Uval Korcha, Koi Kashamila, he alachila. The in Cain, Hakasha Lama Hutzak Rambam at time of the Shiva Vera table with Lomatsim Zen and Ev Zemishaim Kikushis Hataisis. The Rav Chaim basically is asking our kasha on the Rambam and what is the suffix of Tosis. How do you ever have Yeshlik Varvera if Me'ila is inherently an Avera of Hanukkah? And the answer is, I'm gonna say one more time, the question one more time. How can you, if you hold that Me'ila is fundamentally Hana,
which is the Rambam,
how can you say what? That
there's no
Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, it's a case of Zen and of Zeh Mitzrayim. It doesn't work. So what's the shot? So the answer is, and I'm coming now full circle. The answer is, Rabosai, not every Isser Hana is created equal. What I mean to say is as follows, and this is Rav Chaim, it's not me. Rav Chaim says, what is the nature of the Isser of Machalos Asuras at its core? Hana. What is the nature of the Isser of Gilui Erva at its core? Hana. Shekein Nehene. Its guts is Hana. What's the nature of the Isser of Me'ila?
Taking something out of life.
The answer is, even the Rambam will concede, it's an Isser of Geza. It's an Isser of usurping Hekdesh. But how do you usurp Hekdesh? How do you diminish and impact Hekdesh? Says the Rambam. By deriving benefit. The Isser is The Isser is not the Hana. The Isser is a diminution of Hekdesh, a Gezel of Hekdesh. How do you affect that? By being Nene from Hekdesh. But it, at its core, it's defined as an Isser Gezel, not as an Isser of Hana, Qua Hana. And therefore, even though, who's getting the Hana when I go ahead and eat Hekdesh? The Shliach's getting the Hana, but what's the Avera? The Avera is the usurpation of Hekdesh. It's not an Isser Hana, per se. And that you'll see in the Rav Chaim. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Dream about that. Running up to Mincha right now. I'm happy to hang out if you have any questions. Have a good one.